Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, You Created Me.
Psalm 139. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Where can I go from your spirit? From your presence, where can I flee? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I sink to the netherworld, you are present there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me, and your right hand hold me fast. Truly, you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks, for I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Psalm 139 is one you want to keep in the pocket of your heart. Upon praying with it, we quickly discover that because God is God, we are always loved and never alone. Personally, this psalm has accompanied me in my life's journey. It spoke to me deeply when I was discerning my call to religious life. It has traveled with me as I've moved through the day-to-day challenges of my personal life and my ministries. I believe it is extremely important today as we grapple with the reality that all lives matter in a world of conflict, confusion, division, death, doubt, and fear. We can thank David for his powerful, prayerful meditation on God's omnipresence. God is everywhere and all-knowing. We respond with gratitude and praise, and our lives are lived within the love of Christ Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us, and who changes our lives and hearts forever until we arrive home with God. So here are some powerful lessons learned from this wonderful psalm about God's wonderfulness, from writer and author Meg Bucher. We are intimately known by God, and our journey has purpose. Every trait and characteristic was carefully created. Everything about our being is intentional. And because of Jesus, we are loved and forgiven and graced each day. We are purposefully and wonderfully made, made to give glory and praise to our God. And we are cared for and loved by the one who shepherds us with loving care. God is in control and has a plan for our lives. God knows and sees all. Nothing can change God's plan for our lives. Nothing. Despite injustice, tragedy, and unimaginable chaos in this world. God's control is complete and not partial. Nothing in the universe is random or without design or purpose. I want to breathe and say, okay, God, you've got this. And we are never alone. We often fall prey to the lie that we are alone. Throughout this pandemic, isolation became a reality. Quarantine put us in our rooms alone. Our call was to discover the presence of God in this apparent emptiness. The call is always to discover the presence of God in our apparent emptiness. The Trinity of God is ever present in our lives. Our triune God encircles us, embraces us. Finally, judgment. Judgment belongs to God alone. God faithfully answers. We are to pray for our enemies and the enemies of God. God searches our souls and knows our enemies and ourselves as well. We pause and say, thank you, God. Truly, you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Amen.